jubilant Libyans flowed into public squares like this one in Tripoli, chanting and waving the new Libyan flag. They came to join, from a distance, the official ceremony in Benghazi in the east, a city that played a key role in the uprising. There, officials declared the end of the revolution and the beginning of what is known here as Free Libya. The interim prime minister, Mustafa Jalil, thanked the ragtag group of fighters who came out and defeated the forces of a dictator who had ruled for 42 years. Jalil also said Libya will operate in accordance with Islamic law, barring banks from charging interest and allowing men to take as many as four wives without getting permission from their first wife, as a Gaddafi-era law required. It was not clear how that would play with ordinary Libyans, including the many women who helped in the revolution and came out to celebrate on Sunday. Here in Tripoli at Martyrs Square, people talked about the future, but did not say exactly what they expect.
The Libya free now.
Yeah.
And we turned the page of Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm here to celebrate for our victory against Gaddafi regime and to thank all my brothers and sisters who sacrificed their life for us just to breathe the breeze of freedom.
This day particularly is a day of declaration, and this day from now on we will build Libya rock by rock, and we will make sure that Libya will go in the right way, in the right path.
This was the latest in a series of celebrations Libyans have held to mark the fall of Tripoli in August and the death of Gaddafi last Thursday. Many people brought their children out to join the fun. This group was thrilled to actually meet a rebel soldier. One boy gave a flower to this rebel, who popped it into his gun barrel, as so many have done around the world, as a symbol of peace. Al Pesce, VOA News, Tripoli.